Time to have a chat to Jason Adams, and he joins us. How are you, Jace?
I'm well, thanks, Michael. And winding down after what was a huge weekend in racing with the Golden Easter Egg on Saturday night, it was a night to remember, to say the least.
Tommy Shelby has done it again. The wonder from the West. How much prize money has Tommy now won?
Well, he's ticked over $1 million in prize money. So he's the eighth greyhound to do that, but he's done it in a more genuine way where he hasn't gone out and won a $1 million chase and notched that up in one year or got halfway through it winning a Melbourne Cup. He's done it the tough way. So he's a dead set star, Tommy Shelby, and his win on Saturday night was probably his most iconic yet, taking out one of the country's most iconic races. And look, that sort of stuff's going to go on his stud ad, but the thing that won't go on his stud ad is the manner of which he's done it in the past 6 months. We know him as the Western Australian star. He hasn't had a start in WA since September last year. So since then, he's been on the road with his trainer and best mate, and Steve Withers, have been up and down the East Coast and competing in some of the country's biggest races. So it's an amazing story. And another element to it, all through his career, there's been a charity element where Steve Withers and his crew have donated a portion of the prize money. So after the win on Saturday night in the Golden Easter Eggs, $13,000 went to the Starlight Foundation, courtesy of the Tommy Shelby crew. So an amazing story. And look, they get around him. Don't worry about that. They're a great promoter of the sport as well. We saw some vision of him getting into a pink limo on Saturday night and then on Sunday morning putting away some bacon and eggs. So good to see.
I love it. So where do we get to see the superstar Tommy next?
Well, look, it was unfortunate the way it worked out, because the big golden plan was for him to go to the Perth Cup and compete in his home feature race. But given the delay of the Golden Easter Egg, it meant there was a clash between the two series, which means he couldn't have competed in that Perth Cup meeting. But I do know there is some sort of plan to hopefully have him on track for Perth Cup night this Saturday. Maybe not to go around on the track, but just be there as a sort of a celebrity on course that people can get their photo with, and there's plenty of people doing that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, from the amazing highs of Tommy Shelby, the current superstar, there was some really sad news over the weekend with the passing of one of the sports great stars, Simon Told Helen.
It was terrible. The news broke last Friday, and it was due to a twisted bowel, which is, look, I'm no expert on this sort of stuff, but something internally that's gone wrong and therefore resulted in some serious and sudden illness, which led to his death, which is just shocking news for everyone that's been involved throughout his whole lifetime, that being Dave Burnett and more recently Tony Brett, and also his ownership group led by Brian Parsons. So, look, a terrible story, but he'll depart us as one of the best sprinters of the modern era, and just an electric turn of foot that we might have never seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. Condolences to all the connections of Simon Told Helen. Other than the Golden Easter Egg on the weekend, Stanley Road was pretty impressive in the Association Cup.
Oh, big, big run this was. Of course, this was the staying feature on Golden Easter Egg night. And we know Stanley Road is one who gets back in the field. He charges home with a magnificent head of steam. So he was just enormous. And being there on track, luckily enough, on Saturday night, the roar at Wentworth Park is just unbelievable. I mean, if you ever get a chance to head up there and be a part of a big feature meeting at Wentworth Park, go and do it, because Wentworth Park's not going to be around forever, given the location it's in the real heart of the city, and it's just a Coliseum-like atmosphere. It's just something to behold. And Stanley Rowe, the way that he races certainly brings that out, coming from last and winning a big feature like that. So he will now be prepared for the RSN Sandown Cup coming up in the latter part of May. So I'd assume he'd come back to his Victorian caretaker trainer in Paul Bartolo soon and start to get ready for that series.
All right, looking forward to seeing him there with the RSN Sandown Cup. And speaking of cups, the Ballarat Cup was run last week and won by Ferdinand Boy.
Terrific win, and this greyhound's proving to be one of the stars of the country circuit. It's now his second country cup after we took out the Shepparton Cup not too long ago as well. So he's a real professional on the 450-metre journey at the moment. I'm not sure whether David Gill will step him up to 500 anytime soon, but he's having a real good run, Dave Gill. And just a reflection on what's available in terms of prize money at provincial level down here in Victoria. Ferdinand Boyce has 32 starts and 19 wins. He hasn't had a start on a city track, and he's already won $163,000 in prize money. So a good reflection of what's on offer, and he looks to be one to really be reckoned with going into the country cups going forward.
What are we looking forward to this weekend, Jase?
Plenty happening with the Perth Cup this Saturday night, which does have some Victorian interest with Tigalong Tonk. I think he's a sleeping giant in that field. Looking forward to that. Geelong Cup heats this Friday night. A pretty strong lineup there. Just a few of the big names lining up. Shimmer Classic, who was a finalist in the Ballarat Cup. Baruga Smoke is drawn box one in heat three. He's a box one specialist. And the launching pad winner, Kuro Kismet, lines up from box eight in the fifth heat of Geelong Cup. So that's the feature racing to look forward to in this coming week.
Can you leave us with a winner?
Oh, let's have a crack at that. I think, look, there's a few good races tomorrow night at Sandown. Those being the free-for-all in race four. Six Dog Field, but the good one. I think Zipping Sultan can have a big say in how that's going to play out. So race four, number four, Zipping Sultan. The other one I wanted to highlight was race eight, number three, Rickett and Rick. He stepped up to this distance for the first time last week from a bad draw. Was a good run. I think this time around he's much better drawn and can hopefully have a big say on that one. So race four, number four, Zipping Sultan, and also race eight, number three, Rickett and Rick.
Good on you, Jase. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, Michael. Likewise.